Welcome back. Today we're building one of my favorite jungle tricks in Ableton Live 12, the Pad Ghost Session. It's basically a second break layer that feels like chopped vinyl, but it breathes in rhythmic bursts, almost like you're playing the break through a pad envelope. This is firmly old school jungle, Ragged E&B territory. That jacked, lifted break energy, where the groove keeps rolling forward even in the spaces between the main kick and snare. And we're doing it with stock Ableton devices only. Here's the concept before we touch anything. You'll have a main break that stays clean and punchy, and a ghost break that's filtered, crunchy, a little wobbly, a little wide, and crucially, it's rhythm-gated so it pops in and out like ghost notes and tail smears. You don't want a second drummer. You want movement. All right, set up first. Set your tempo somewhere around 165 to 172 BPM. I'm going to park it at 170 because that's classic jungle drive, and it makes your edits feel right on the grid. Also, open your groove pool, because later we'll swing the ghost more than the main. That's one of the big secrets. Now grab a break. Amen. Think. Hot pants. Funky drummer style, anything with personality. Drop it onto an audio track and name that track Break Main. Warp settings. If you want tight transient control, choose Beats Warp Mode, and set Preserve to Transients. That's a good starting point for jungle. If your break is already heavily chopped or you want smoother stretching, Complex Pro can work, but be careful. It can smear transients in a way that makes breaks lose teeth. For this lesson, start with beats. Once it's warped properly, consolidate a clean 2-bar or 4-bar loop. Make it your foundation. Now let's do a quick cleanup chain on Break Main. Keep it simple. First, EQ 8. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz. You're not trying to thin it out. You're just removing useless sub-rumble that steals headroom. If it feels boxy, do a small dip somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. 2 to 4 dB. Not a crater. Q around 1.2-ish. Think tidy, not surgery. Next, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not smash. If you crush the main break, the ghost layer has nothing to support, and everything turns into a blurry drum carpet. Optional. Drum bus. Drive a little, like 5 to 15%, and keep boom off. Let your bass line own the subs later. Drum bus is just for some attitude and density. Cool. That's your readable, punchy main break. Now the fun. Duplicate Break Main and rename the copy Break Ghost. Now commit it. Freeze and flatten is perfect, or resample it to a new audio clip. The point is, once you're in Ghost Session land, you want fast chops and consistent processing. No surprises. Chop workflow options. If you like MIDI control, you can slice a new MIDI track, choose transients, and it'll build you a drum rack of slices. That's great for resequencing little tails and ghost hits. If you prefer staying audio, stay in clip view, use slice mode and split with controller C and E plus E on grid points. Make micro variations every 8th or 16th, especially around snares. Jungle lives in those tiny decisions. Now we build the chopped vinyl character chain on Break Ghost. Think of this as filtered, crunchy, wide break shadow. First device, auto filter. Start with a high pass around 180 to 300 Hz. If your main kick and bass are living down low, the ghost has no business fighting them. You can also try band pass if you want that telephone-ish, sampled from record tone. Add a tiny bit of resonance, like 10 to 20%, just to give it a focused edge. Next, saturator. Use soft sign or analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. This is where the ghost gets that record pushed a bit too hard vibe, without being outright distorted. Then redux, but subtle. Downsample around 1.2 to 1.8. Bit reduction at 0 or 1. If you go too far, it turns into video game drums. We want dusty transients, not 8-bit. Then chorus ensemble for stereo smear. Put it in chorus mode. Rate around 0.15 to 0.4 Hz. Amount may be 10 to 25%, width 120 to 160. Keep it gentle. You're going for worn tape or vinyl wobble, not a trance pad. Optional, but very effective in Live 12. Roar. Pick a tube or tape style and keep the mix low, like 10 to 30%. Focus on mid-range aggression, not low-end distortion. Remember, we already high-passed earlier, and we'll probably high-pass again later. The ghost should live mostly in mid and top energy. At this point, solo Break Ghost for a second. It should sound like a break that's been sampled, filtered, and lived on. Not pretty. Character. Now the signature move. The Pad Ghost Session Gate. This is how we make the ghost layer breathe rhythmically, like it's being played by an envelope instead of just running constantly. Two ways to do it. The fast classic method is autopan as an amplitude gate. The more controllable method is shaper triggered by MIDI. We're going to do shaper first, because it's the most played and pad-like. Create a MIDI track and name it Ghost Gate MIDI. Drop shaper on that track. Now we need shaper to control the volume of break ghost. The easy, stable way is, on break ghost, put a utility at the end of the chain. Then map shaper's modulation to utility gain. The exact mapping workflow depends on your view and modulation controls, but the target is simple. Shaper should move the utility gain up and down. In shaper, choose an envelope or gate behavior, and draw a shape that feels like a fast attack with a medium decay. Here are solid numbers. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, hold 20 to 60 milliseconds, decay about 120 to 220 milliseconds. Think pad pluck, but apply to break tails. You're not trying to create a clicky gate, you want a little bloom and fade. Now program a MIDI clip on Ghost Gate MIDI. Two bars is perfect. Trigger notes on off beats and in between spaces. A classic jungle feel is to hit on 16th positions like 1E, 2 and, 3E, 4 and. Basically, you're filling the cracks around the main snare anchors. And here's some teacher guidance. Don't overdo the triggers at first. Start sparse, listen, then increase density as your intensity knob. More triggers, slightly longer decay, or a slightly more open filter can all raise energy without turning the ghost up in volume. If you want the quick method instead, put autopan on break ghost. Set the shape to square, phase to 0 degrees so it becomes volume modulation instead of left-right panning, amount 100%, and try rate at 1/8 or 1/16. Use offset to align the gate with your groove. This is less pad envelope, but it's fast and very jungle friendly. All right, now we make it feel like chopped vinyl rather than a clean plugin gate. First, micro pitch drift. On break ghost, open clip envelopes and choose transposition. Draw tiny dips and rises, minus 5 to minus 15 cents around snares or tails, and very occasionally a quick minus 30 cent grab right at the start of a chop. That's your fake finger on the record moment. Do it once every 2 to 4 bars. Not constantly. If it happens all the time, it becomes seasick. Second, groove pool swing. Add an MPC 16 swing groove, like 57 to 63. Apply it lightly to the main break, like 10 to 25%. Apply it more to the ghost, like 25 to 45%. This is a big deal. The ghost should be a little drunker than the main. The main is the spine. The ghost is the shoulder roll. Third, tiny timing offsets for shuffle. Nudge a couple ghost hits 5 to 12 milliseconds late. That dragged funk feel is super old school. Keep the main snare anchors tight, though. Jungle is chaotic, but it's anchored chaos. Now we blend it properly, because this is where most people mess it up. On break ghost, add an EQ8 after your character chain. High pass again, often higher than you think. 250 to 400 Hz is normal. If the ghost is masking the snare bite, carve a small dip around 1.8 to 2.8 kHz. This is one of the main masking zones. Another danger zone is 200 to 500 Hz, where mud and box live. Don't only solve this by turning the ghost down. Solve it by carving the ghost out of the main's important zones. Extra pro move. Use EQ8 in mid/side mode. If the smear is mostly in the sides, cut some low mid in the mid, and let a bit more airy dust live on the side from 6 to 12 kHz. That way you get width and vinyl air without weakening the center punch. Now add sidechain compression on the ghost. Use compressor, enable sidechain, and choose break main as the input. Ratio 2 to 1, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of ducking when the main hits. This is key. The ghost should appear between main hits, not compete on top of them. Level setting. Usually the ghost sits 12 to 20 dB under the main. Seriously, if you can clearly identify it as a separate drum performance, it's too loud. The win condition is, at low volume, the groove feels more urgent without sounding louder. Quick sanity checks before we arrange. Mono check. Put a utility on your drum group or master drum bus, and toggle width to 0%. If your groove shrinks or hollows out, your car's smear is too wide, or it's widening low mids. Reduce width on the ghost, and consider moving widening after high pass so only the top gets wide. Phase sanity check. If main plus ghost feels thinner, try flipping phase left and right on the ghost with utility. If it suddenly gets bigger, you had a polarity issue. If it doesn't help, revert and instead try micro offsetting the ghost by 1 to 3 milliseconds, or revisit warp mode. Tiny shifts can reduce comb filtering. Now arrangement. Let's do a simple 32-bar old-school flow that DJs would actually want to mix. Bars 1 to 8, Main break only, maybe light hats. Keep it readable. Bars 9 to 16. Bring in the ghost quietly. Gate at 1/8 rate. Subtle decay. This is your lift. Bars 17 to 24. Full section. Increase gate density. Go to 1/16th gating, or add more MIDI triggers. Maybe slightly longer decay. Add one or two deliberate pitch tug moments, like on bar 20 and bar 24. Make it feel like the record got touched, just for a second. Bars 25 to 32. Turnaround. Automate the ghost filter to open a bit for bite. Then at bar 32, do a classic move. Kill the main for half a bar and let the ghost flutter with a dub siren or ragga vocal hit. Then slam the main back in. That contrast is jungle. Ragga placement tip. Don't trample the drums. Put vocal shouts on bar 16 and 32. Classic pull-up spots. And if your ghost is firing busy off 16ths, place vocals on straighter 8-note anchors or end-of-bar throws so they stay intelligible. If you want fills that feel sampled instead of programmed, keep it to one gesture every 8 bars. Reverse a single ghost slice into a snare, or do a quick stutter of just the ghost. Two very fast repeats, or abruptly close the filter for half a bar like a telephone moment. One gesture. Quick. Out. Now common mistakes to avoid.